Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Go Loud!
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy from our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. We hope we find you well for this latest edition of Opinions Matter. Now, here's a topic that we've never discussed on this podcast before, but it's a big issue for a listener by the name of Stacey. Stacey went to two job interviews in the past week while on a break for college. Both jobs were product promotion companies. She went for open interviews, and so did two of her friends. Her two friends both got the job. She didn't. Now, I want to read the message that she sent to us. Well, actually, she sent it by WhatsApp. It was a long old WhatsApp. To 085-825-2626. Here's what she wrote. "You should highlight my problem on your podcast. I love it and I listen to it every day. Thank you very much indeed, Stacey. I'm on summer holidays from college at the moment, and me and my two mates decided to go for open summer job interviews last week for two different product promotion companies. Both my friends were told that they had the job there and then. I was told no. The only difference is that both my friends are slim and I'm slightly overweight, and I'm convinced that that is the reason. In fact, I know it is. I'm not huge by any means. I'm a size 18, but I know that they didn't hire me because of this. They said I wasn't a suitable candidate. You need to talk about this sort of discrimination because it happens to me all the time. Please discuss. I'm so angry with this." And that is from a lady called Stacey. Now Jeremy is here with me.
Yeah, first of all, and Stacey, we were chatting offline yesterday evening when she contacted us. And the first thing I would say is, size 18, she said, what did she say at the start? She says, "I'm slightly overweight." Mm. Size 18 is more than slightly overweight. So, you know.
It depends on your height and your all that.
No, it doesn't. Someone that's size 18 is very, very large. So let's get that out of the way. Because I don't want to mislead our audience into thinking that...
No, she's not 40 stone.
A size 18 is... No, nobody's... Who's 40 stone? You'd be dead if you were 40 stone. No,
There are people.
I just want to say from the offset, yeah, that a size 18 is not slightly overweight, okay, by any stretch of the
imagination. In your opinion?
No, that's...
In your opinion? No. There are people who are a lot bigger than size 18.
We're going to have a silly argument.
No, but there are people who are a lot bigger than size 18.
Yes, but
so you're basically saying you're fat. That's what you're saying.
No, she said that. She
said she's slightly overweight, and you're saying, you're fat.
What I'm saying is size 18, and I'm not body shaming her, I'm just stating facts. Size 18 is very overweight. Okay, so let's just get that out of the way. Just because if people want to talk honestly about this topic, Adrian, they need to know what they're dealing with in this situation. She's a size 18 girl. Size 18 is very, very, very large. Okay,
you need to relax there because it's not very, very, very large. It's large. It's not as big as you're making it out to be.
I probably said too many varies there, did I? Okay, very, very large. Anyway,
so you're saying on the one hand, I'm not fat shaming this girl, but you are.
No.
She sees herself as slightly overweight. That's what she said in her message. Yeah. I'm slightly overweight, and you're already fat shaming her by saying, "Well, actually, no, you're not, love. You're fatter. You're huge."
What's the point in having the topic then? If we're going to be splitting hairs over how big the girl is. I couldn't give a monkey's how big she is. You can be as big as you want, but I just want to say, let's paint a realistic picture of what we're talking here, and it's a size 18 woman, okay? Okay? Can we move on from that now? And size 18 is large. In fact,
very first comment from Michelle is, "Oh my God, you are so fat shaming."
Oh God, well, I'm not speaking in facts here. I'm not fat shaming. I'm not shaming the woman.
You are. You said a size 18 is huge.
No, I didn't use the word huge. I said very, very, very big. It is big. A size 18 is big. It's like, Jesus, I don't make up the rules here, lads. I don't make up the rules as to what's large and what's not large. So if you want to ring me or text me, whatever, and argue about whether or not a size 18 is big or not, then we'll be here till Christmas.
I'm telling you from the comments that are coming in, not one person is agreeing with you that a size 18 is not very, very, very large.
So I'll just go home. I'll just go home. For fuck's sake. I'm not shaming the woman, okay? I think it's disgraceful what happened to her, but I'm saying...
In the same breath, you're saying, but you're huge. That's what you said.
I didn't use it.
Okay, but you said a size 18 is very, very large.
First of all, can you take that back? Because I never used the word huge to describe her, so I won't have words being put into my mouth. Take it back.
But hang on. She described herself as being slightly overweight, and you immediately, at the very start of this podcast, jumped in and said, well, actually, no, you're very, very, very large. That is fat shaming. I don't care what paint job you want to put on it, but it is.
Okay, well, then we can't have a discussion. Then if we can't, can we talk adults about this?
Yeah.
Now, what I'm about to say is, I think it's disgraceful if she was not hired because of her weight. However, here's the thing, and a lot of you aren't going to like to hear this, and I can see the messages coming in already, but I'm going to state it in facts here. The fact is that the public do not want to see overweight people in a public place. And what I'm talking about here is, classic example, what TV program is on at the moment?
Love Island.
Why are there no fat people in Love Island? And by the way, I'm defending fat people here. I'm not putting them down. I have said for years, and you can go over my tweets, every year when Love Island comes on, now I don't watch the shite, but every year when Love Island comes on, I tweet the same thing. Why is there no diversity in Love Island? Why did they not hire overweight people? Why don't they?
I don't know.
You know. Oh, Jesus Christ. Get your head out of your arse. Why?
No, I don't actually know.
Oh, you don't know. You don't know.
Because the people on that show are certainly not typical.
Okay, why does Love Island not have overweight people on?
That's a very good question.
You know the answer. You're not stupid. Well,
no, I don't. This year they have a deaf girl on it. So that's changing. More inclusion.
Well, they've really, really hit the diversity card there by putting a lady on it who, by the way, is beautiful looking. She just happens to have, I think she was deaf from birth, was she?
She's hearing issues.
Why do they not have fat people in Love Island? I'll tell you why. Because the public don't want to look at fat people. That's not me, by the way. I'm speaking about the public generally. They want to see these beautiful, chiseled bodies. I brought home a... holiday brochure there the other day from Cassidy Travel, and was going through with my wife, going through the brochure, looking at all the different places. And the one thing you'll notice about a holiday brochure, for those of you who still get holiday brochures, is what do you see in a holiday brochure?
Lovely beaches, lovely hotels.
You will never ever see an overweight person featured in a holiday brochure.
So, are you saying that's why this company didn't hire this girl?
When people are marketing, when companies are marketing, they want beautiful looking people. Now, geez, I'm putting my hand up here. I'm not a beautiful looking person. I'm not going to be in Love Island. I'm not going to be featured in a brochure for a holiday magazine. Why is there never a fat family pictured on a beach in Salou in a holiday brochure? Why is it always the father has the chiseled abs, the wife is perfect size 10? Why is that?
So are you saying...
I'm not saying...
That it is... Hang on. Are you saying that is the reason that the company didn't hire Stacey?
Oh,
she doesn't fit the image.
Absolutely. That's why. And I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong. But that is the world we live in. And for all of you giving out about the company not hiring her, you still watch Love Island. You're glued to Love Island every night. And I can guarantee you, let's not be politically correct here, if Love Island brought out an episode next year called Love Island Oversized Edition, and it was all women and men who were overweight, okay, that you would all make fun of them on social media and you wouldn't watch the program either.
That's
just a fact.
Okay, we'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. Send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number with your opinion on this. So Stacey is the lady who contacted us. She and two of her college friends went for jobs with promotions companies in the last couple of weeks. The two friends got the jobs, she didn't, and she is absolutely convinced it's because of her weight. She says, the only difference is both my friends are slim and I'm slightly overweight, and I'm convinced that that is the reason. In fact, I know it is. I'm not huge by any means, I'm size 18, but I know that they didn't hire me because of this. They said I wasn't a suitable candidate. You need to talk about this discrimination because it happens to me all the time. Please discuss this. I am so angry over this. And that is from a lady called Stacey. So I want to kick off with a WhatsApp voice note that has just come into us. Let's have a listen to this.
How's it going there? I would actually just like to weigh in on your topic today about overweight people and being hired for jobs. Well, it's more so in a particular line of work. I actually managed a gym myself for 3 years. I would have to say I would never hire someone that's obese or overweight. It's just not a good look for the fitness industry. It's the same with the likes of promotions, like for, say, you know, a club, a nightclub, a radio station. You just wouldn't ever get, like, do you ever wonder why you just don't see overweight people promoting a business? You know, you want to set off a good example. And to me, like, just an overweight or obese person, I would get the impression, just from interviews, that they wouldn't really have great motivation or leadership skills, you know. So, yeah, I would definitely hire a slimmer candidate over someone obese.
Now, I have to say, that's an awful thing to hear, that somebody who is overweight or obese would not have the same drive or ambition as somebody who is much skinnier. Let's just have a listen to what she said again.
Or leadership.
Hang on, no, sorry.
Just from interviews, that they wouldn't really have great motivation or leadership skills, you know. So
yeah, I mean, what's that got to do with
leadership skills? Now, the point she's making is you won't see an overweight person working in the gym. By the very nature that when you go to a gym, the staff working there obviously are supposed to know about health and fitness. And if someone is 20 stone, they can hardly teach you about health and fitness, can they?
No,
have you ever seen an overweight person in the gym, working in the gym?
I can't say that
no,
I have.
Wouldn't, because generally people who go for jobs working in the gym are into health and fitness.
Our number is 085-825-2626. We'd love to get you involved in this conversation. Can you understand how certain companies, certain jobs, will not hire people who are overweight or obese because of the sort of work that they are required to do? Neil, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Neil.
How are we, lads? Happy Tuesday.
Indeed, Neil. How are you getting on?
Not too bad. You're making me feel a bit dirty though on a Tuesday, because I've been agreeing with Jeremy for quite a bit of this. We've got to be grown-ups here if we can. There's no fat shaming going on so far. What it is we want people to be around as long as possible, as long as we can. And if you're overweight, fat, obese, whatever word you want to put on it, you're going to die sooner. You're going to be in hospital more often. It's going to be bad for you. That's what it is. And then no promotions company, you roll through town today, no promotions company is going to have an overweight person working for them.
But why is that? Because, you know, we do have overweight people in society, so they do represent a certain section of society.
It goes, Jeremy said it earlier on, you go into any catalogue, most magazines, you watch Love Island, all this, every TV show, there's no overweight people in it, because we've got a mirrors, not windows here. It's not what a lot of people want to see when you're looking at holiday pictures or Love Island or whatever. If, as Jeremy was saying earlier on, if we have a Love Island with, you know, an overweight person on it, people will laugh at them exactly the same way they laugh at the people at the beginning of these audition shows. You know, the bad auditions they put on just to get a reaction. Yeah. These people, you know, it's not good for the people who are being taken advantage of in that case, in the audition show. And if you were an overweight person going on Love Island, it would break you as a person. So there's a reason they're not there.
But isn't that wrong?
Oh, 100%. It's completely wrong from start to finish. But we've got to look at ourselves as well here. You know what I mean? Now, listen, I'm not going to work for a promotions company. I'm bald with a beard. I'm not the target market. But I wouldn't go for the job because I know I'm not going to be, I'm not what any promotions company will be after. But we've also got to understand that we're still not, in general, we're still not treating people, obese people, any kind of people, handicapped people, disabled people, we're not treating them as human beings either.
Okay, hang on for one second. And I'm just reading some comments that are coming in. And for example, Jessica is after commenting.
We're going to talk to her in a second.
And she says, so overweight people should just do jobs where they're hidden away. Anyone of any size can have skills.
No, I don't think anybody's suggesting. I certainly don't think Neil is suggesting that. I didn't suggest that. But what I'm saying is, Jessica, and what Neil echoed is, nobody would watch Love Island if it was just overweight people on it. If it was fellas with big beer bellies sitting by the pool, big, huge beer bellies, love handles on them. By the way, I've a dad bod, so I'm not saying I'm Adonis or anything like that. What I'm saying is people watch this because they want... Beautiful is the best marketing tool. And you've seen in the last couple of years a load of clothes companies like Boohoo and all that. They've started putting overweight people in their clothes. Pandering. That's what it is. It's so condescending.
How is it condescending?
Because for years all they used was stick thin models.
Yeah, no, I agree. But why would you be condemning them for
that? Let's throw in one fat person in a dress just to make out that we're inclusive here. Our clothes are for you as well, fat person. They haven't been for years. We always use slim models, but let's use the odd fat person in our ads just so that fat people feel inclusive. It is so condescending to people who are overweight.
I think they should be praised for doing it.
Yeah, it's virtue signaling. That's what it is.
Okay, Neil, your point is that people don't want to look at somebody who's overweight promoting the company.
It's a society problem, not just a promotions company problem.
Absolutely.
We've all got to look at ourselves. Just because Jeremy says it doesn't mean it's wrong. We do have to look at ourselves, and we need to understand why overweight people or things like that are not on TV. Because they can't...
I know they are. No, in fairness, your woman who does Good Morning Britain is absolutely... She's my favourite presenter. The girl who does Good Morning Britain with Phil and Holly. What's her name? She does all the interviews.
Oh, This Morning.
Yeah, or This Morning.
Alison.
Is that her? She is absolutely brilliant. She's about a size 22 or something like that. She's brilliant. So they are on TV. But you look back to 10 years ago. Remember Grid Girls? The girls who would stand at the Formula One. Remember those girls?
Oh, yeah.
The promotions girls.
Yeah.
Every single one of them clones of each other. Perfect bodies. You never saw a fat woman as a grid girl, did you?
No, but they've been gotten rid of anyway.
Well, that's another thing. Why was there never an overweight grid girl?
That's a question I can't answer. I don't know. Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jason.
Afternoon, Adrian.
Well, Jason, this lady didn't get the job because, in her opinion, she's overweight and that's why she didn't get the job. What do you make of that?
She's obviously, so there she is blaming everybody else for her downfall. Okay, she's overweight. Maybe she just got it for the job. But her way of it is because I'm overweight, they did not give me that job. And she wants everybody to rally around her to tell her, oh, you're a great person, you look great, it's your fault. So, you know, no, she's overweight and that's just it. People don't like looking at that, okay? Nobody likes looking at it.
Hang on. The fact is, you're agreeing that that's why she didn't get the job then?
No, maybe she got it because she's just not good enough. We don't know. We don't know why she didn't get the job. But if it's a promotion company where they're promoting a product for somebody, the person who owns that product just put an overweight person promoting it for them. I'm sorry, that does not sell. As everybody else has said, you would not get anybody watching Love Island if you're all 18 plus. You just wouldn't. It's not attractive looking, okay? It's really not. Use that what I do for a living, yeah? I've won the laziest jobs in the world, in a sense. I'm a truck driver, yeah? I sit down all day, yeah? I'm 46. I have to walk everything I put into my body for the simple reason. I know I'm going to put on weight. And the job I do, I don't move around. I mean, I'm literally coming back off a 3.5 hour drive now. I haven't got out of this truck in 3.5 hours because I've driven back to the place, yeah? Now, I could sit here all day eating breakfast rolls and so on, as much rubbish down my throat as every other truck driver seems to do. But I don't, because I don't want to end up like that. I love my kids, the fact that they can walk down the beach with me, and they're not afraid to be walking down the beach. I'm not obese, I'm not overweight. So it's personal responsibility. I mean, we all know the dangers of obesity, okay? We all know what it can do to us. So if you're not going to look after yourself, don't whinge and moan when you don't get a break and nobody wants to hire you.
Okay, so this lady believes she didn't get the job because she's overweight, because two of her friends got the job, and it was open interviews, so they were desperate for staff. They were hiring anybody, but they didn't hire her, and she's convinced that it's because of her weight. Now, you're saying, well, that's understandable.
It is, because she probably looked at her two mates and looked at her and says, they're obviously motivated. They get up, they exercise, they go out, they look after what they eat, they watch what they put into their bodies. This sort of person doesn't seem to. This sort of seems to put what she wants into her body. They decide out doing all she wants and blame everybody else.
Okay, stay there for one second, because I'm going to bring in Becca in just a second, who's not at all happy.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Becca, you're on Opinions Matter. You're not happy. Why not?
I don't think, for first things first, I wouldn't think that if she didn't get the job and she believes it's because she's overweight, she wouldn't go around openly saying that. I mean, people that are overweight do realise they're overweight. They do see themselves in the mirror each morning. They don't need anybody else to say that for them.
Mm.
Like, if you're going with the views, it's so close-minded and so old-fashioned. If you're going with the views of judging people based off what they look, if they're lazy or whatever, if they're
and
unhealthy,
in fact,
you can't base that.
Yeah, no, I mentioned the very first message that I played, and I replayed it again. And the lady who sent the message is arguing that if you're overweight, it's a sign that you don't have any motivation or get up and go.
No, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. Some people are just born that way. There's babies that are born big, that grow big, that have just been big and overweight, and that's fine. There's healthy people that are overweight. I feel like if you're gone with them views, you're stuck in the past.
Okay,
you're judging people by what they look like. You wouldn't do it with race nowadays. Why are you doing it with what
people do it by race nowadays, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, but we're still... Like,
I know, but Becky,
like
you have to deal with the realities here. It's still, unfortunately, this world is still all about aesthetics, and it's still all about how people look. And I gave the example of the holiday brochure I brought home from the travel agents last week, and I'm looking at the beach in Salou, and it shows this lovely family, chiseled family on the beach. Now, would people, I'm not talking about you or me, would people be as likely to book that holiday if it showed a photograph of a family on Salou all eating McDonald's, 22 stone, the kids are fat, the wife is fat, the husband has a big beer belly, and they're eating McDonald's on the beach? No, because they're trying to sell.
Also don't think that's how it's going to look. But if you had a regular looking family, like if you put a model on a beach with another male model and a child model, I'm sorry, they don't look like a family. But if you take a proper family, an average family, what an actual mother looks like after she's birthed kids,
yes,
and what an actual father who puts time into his family and into his job look like too.
Okay,
family, I'd much more go on holiday with that travel agent.
Let's ask the question then, Becca. Why do we not see anybody who is overweight or anything but young and beautiful on a program like Love Island? Why is that?
Because that's what the problem is. There's too many people that are still stuck in them ways. Now, there's a lot of people that aren't, and I'd have no problem watching Love Island if the drama was still there and the girls were plus size. I'm sorry, but plus size people, gorgeous plus size men. And the drama is there. That's what's keeping people watching. I'm sorry, but I'm not attracted to a single person. But the drama is what excites me.
So why did they only put chiseled bodies on the TV show?
Because that's what's wrong with the world. We're all about appearance, and that's what needs to be fixed. It's what was wrong years ago.
Because people wouldn't watch it. I can tell you now, if they had a plus size version of Love Island next year, all people would do would they'd tune in to Snigger, and then they go on social media saying, "Would you look at your woman, Chantel? Look at her belly hanging over the pool."
They still do that anyway. They tear apart the when the pictures come out of who's going to be on the show, they get torn apart regardless, because we're still all obsessed with how people look. And that's where the problem is.
Who is responsible for this? The argument is that people don't want to see plus-sized people promoting products or on Love Island or in a brochure for a holiday company. People don't want to see that. That's what I'm hearing.
Them very same people wouldn't be happy with seeing a person of colour or a Muslim person on the brochure either. They're the same type of people. I'm sorry, but if you think it's not,
That's different, though.
It's how you're looking at someone and basing them off their appearance.
Weight is a lifestyle choice, generally.
Weight is not a lifestyle choice.
It is, generally. Well, it is. If you eat unhealthy food, you're going to be bigger.
No, but you can be
not everybody who's big eats unhealthy food.
Healthy people as well.
Yeah, but generally speaking, and this argument comes up all the time, generally speaking, what, about between 5 and 7%, I think it's down to a pre-condition that you have, that maybe you have an overactive thyroid or an underactive thyroid. Generally speaking, if someone is of a big size, it's because of their lifestyle. That's a fact. I mean, Jesus, you don't need me to tell you that. Whereas nobody chooses... Well, you do.
Isn't it also a fact that people can just be born a bigger size? People can
we all come out of the womb pretty much the same size, bar a couple of pounds here or a couple of pounds there. You know, most babies, we all come into the world the same size. We all come into the world, and this is a conversation we had last week about parents feeding their kids crap. Generally speaking, if you are that, and I'm sure Jason, who's on the other line, would agree with me, generally, if you are that size, it's because of your lifestyle choices.
That's you judging people.
No,
it is.
It is judging people.
It absolutely is.
No, it's not.
Listen to yourself.
No, it's saying every action has a consequence. And if I were to eat a chipper every day between now and December, yeah? No.
Okay, hang on for one second.
Hear me out.
You're now almost agreeing with that woman who left the message that it's a sign that you're not motivated or whatever.
Okay, lads, we're going to be talking to an overweight woman in a few moments, and the message she just sent me in is, I'm fat, as in her, I'm fat because I love sweets. That's the reason she's overweight. That's coming from her.
That's also a reason to become fat. Of course it is. If you're going to eat unhealthy food and put on weight, that's up to you, but you shouldn't be treated differently because you chose to do that.
Okay, have you ever seen an overweight cabin crew on an airplane?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Very rarely.
No,
yes,
I have.
I've seen plenty of women. I actually have some friends. I'm an overweight person myself. If anything, I'd trust the overweight person to come over and nicely give me a seatbelt extender than the one that was thinner. And there's me judging just because I'm living in this society.
You see, Jeremy, I don't know if you even realise how judgmental you're actually being. Because you're mentioning about eating unhealthy, so that is judgment.
As well as being offended, you can't speak for fat people either, Jeremy, when you are saying that you'll be offended if you've seen an advertisement, a body-inclusive advertisement, that you would be offended by that. I've seen plenty of them.
No, Becca, I've said the opposite. I said... And I've been banging.
Jeremy. You slagged off Boohoo as using plus size people in their adverts.
I said they were virtue signaling because they were given into this culture that
gets them more business. If I see a plus size girl, I know they have stuff that I'll wear.
But how come they never ran these ads from day one? Because they didn't run it. And in fact, that ad.
Because they finally realised they were wrong.
And so did racism exist, and it's slowly getting deteriorated. So needs
absolutely.
To be body judgment.
Look at the name.
Trans people, gay people.
Look at the name of the other. Look at the name of the other clothes.
From the beginning.
Look at the name of the other clothes website.
Stop being judged. People were more open minded.
Look at the name of
you. Judgmental.
Look at the name of the other clothes company that does where you're at. Pretty Little Thing. How is that allowed to exist? Pretty Little Thing.
That's only a name.
Well, it's
there's another name called Nasty Gal as well. It's just a name.
Yeah, but
don't
saying,
think too into it.
They didn't call the company Pretty Fat Things, did they?
No, they called it Pretty Little Things. So it's only a name.
That's a offensive word to people that are overweight.
No, but you look at the ads that they've always ran for years, and they always have size 8 or size 10 women on them. That's who
I have a summer dress that I just bought, and it's a gorgeous little summer dress, but it's also a size 18. But because I called it little, should I not wear it? It is a gorgeous little summer dress. It's short sleeves, and it's very thin material. I would call that my little summer dress. But it's also a size 18 because that's what I need to fit my body.
And you should be able to buy clothes that fit. But
and I shouldn't have to think that if I wear that dress and go into an interview that someone is going to have an opinion on me as soon as I walk in the door without actually hearing.
But again, of course you are. And
so
Jesus.
Is every fat person. So if anyone that's coming on and saying anything different, I'm sorry, but they're idiots and they're closed-minded.
Even a fat woman who we're about to speak to, who says herself, I am a fat woman and it's because I eat sweets. By the way, another issue. When was the last time, Becky, you saw a fat mannequin in a shop?
I have seen
you've seen everything, yeah.
I saw it was it Dunn Stores? It was one of the big chains.
Dunn Stores do have them as well.
Dunn Stores do have them.
Again, most of the shops don't.
I'm telling you, I saw one myself.
They're still evolving, and I'm surely hoping that as the future goes on, trans people will be accepted, gay people will be fully accepted, people that are overweight, races, religion, all of that needs to be accepted without judgment.
Okay, I want to rewind this tape.
Everybody should stop watching Love Island until they put fat people
out. People can watch what they want.
No, okay, I want to rewind this tape to the start of this conversation, Jeremy, where you...
This is not about me, by the way.
No, it actually is. You took Stacey to task. Stacey's the lady who contacted us in the first place, and you said, Stacey, you're not just a bit overweight, you're very, very, very big. Yeah. Now, Becca here is the exact same size.
No, what I said.
Size 18.
Yeah, I don't know. If Becca considers herself big, that's her own business. What I said.
I do consider myself big, but yeah. I'm also a business owner. I'm a partner to my partner. I have a mother. Yeah. I have a family. I have dogs. And I'm healthy.
Yeah.
I have a health problem, but it's absolutely nothing to do with my weight. I've lost weight. I've lost 130 pounds. People treated me differently to the point I came obsessed with it. And for me to love myself, I loved myself when I was bigger. And I should be okay with that. And so should the rest of the world.
Okay, Jason, I want to just bring you back in for a second. What do you make of everything we've been hearing from Becca here? That even this conversation is fat shaming, basically.
Number one, like, kids are born fat through fat parents, okay? All kids are born the same, as Jeremy said, with a couple of pounds. No kid is born fat. I've had a lot of kids, right? And trust me, the ones that are big fat parents have big fat kids. Okay, it's
my parents are both thin. My brother and sister are thin, and I'm overweight.
Yeah, no,
so
I did. No. Will you listen what I said? Listen to what I said. You said yourself you have health issues, but it's not to do with your weight. Go and see a doctor. The first thing a doctor will do is tell you to lose weight because it affects your health. It affects your breathing. It affects your bloody heart. It affects the blood pumping around your body. You're living in a dreamland.
My health issue is that I have deafness in my ear, you fucking idiot.
Well, hold on a second. So, and it's nothing to do with being overweight. It's nothing to do with overweight. It actually has nothing to do with overweight. Your health issue, you will never have a health problem because you're overweight, no? Well, if you do that, you're the only one in the world that's ever had been overweight and not had a health issue. Okay, there's no healthy fat people out there.
They're
not healthy. Who? How are they healthy if they're fat? Can you answer one thing? How can they be healthy and fat?
Because some people have different shaped body sizes. If you're tall, if you're small, it doesn't matter.
Oh my God. If you're size 18, you're overweight, you're fat.
I feel sorry for your kids. Do you know that? What if
you don't have to.
Do
you know something? No, well, I tell you what. I actually have been going through puberty and I'm watching what she's eating. She actually has gained weight. And do you know what we've done? We're watching what she eats now, right? We've cut out all our junk food, right? We don't get chippers into the house. We don't get breakfast rolls.
No,
I'm looking after my own child. No, do you know something? I'm looking after my child. And making sure she doesn't get fat. 2 years to come.
See,
there you go. Listen, I'm looking after my child's weight, okay? So in years to come, she doesn't have a problem.
By judging the child, being overweight.
Because you listen to any doctor, they'll tell you being overweight is bad for your health, okay? So guess what? My kid ain't overweight. Oh my God. See, this is what you're putting up with. See, you have a fat person on defending fat people, right? I'm not ashamed of myself. My kids are all nice and healthy. I'm nice and healthy. I'm 46 and I'm a fit.
Had gained weight. You just said yes,
and what did we do? And what did we do to her? We looked after her. We checked her weight. We checked what she was eating. And guess what? She's perfect now. She'll never have to worry about being obese.
You're dead right because I'm her father.
And I don't want other people judging her. I don't want... Yes, it is. Yes. Okay, so I see my child getting... Okay, so am I going to get a word in or what? So I see my daughter becoming like you, size 18. Am I meant just to say, oh, you look beautiful, princess? No, I'm not. I'm going to say you want to cop yourself when you're dead before you're 40. And that's what a responsible parent will do. Well, do you know something? As I said, I'm glad my kids ain't fat. I'm not fat, and I don't like looking at fat people because fat people always have an excuse. Okay, you're fat because you're lazy.
Hang on.
No, I'm not going to close the eyes. I just won't look at fat people.
Becca,
so you aren't looking at us.
By the way, in fairness, Jason, Becca sounds like one of the happiest people I've ever spoken to. This is Jeremy, by the way. She's
patronising, Jeremy.
Jason, just give me a second. I'm not being patronising.
And I do think I'm beautiful too.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I've seen your photograph on Facebook. You are beautiful, and that's not patronising. That's stating the fact. Becca sounds happy in herself.
You're fat and happy. How? Okay, fucking patronising is that,
Becca? Do you think I'm being patronising saying
that? Yeah.
No,
I feel like the way that the show has gone, the way that people have gone on, I'm a business owner of 4 years. I've opened my own studio and I've my own place. I'm happy, I'm healthy, and I'm also fat. There's no issue with that.
Yeah, she's happy. You're happy in your show.
And for him to say that he judged his daughter gained weight and he judges fat people, he therefore judged his own daughter and he thinks that's right because he's a father. I'm sorry, no, it's not.
But Becca, generally, the public do when they see a very overweight person, generally what they think, and people can say they don't feel this, but they do. generally they believe that person is lazy, that they do no exercise and they just eat whatever, lasagna every day, and they have ice cream before going to bed. That's how people view overweight people. Unfortunately, that isn't the case in every case. I mean,
well, how do they get to determine what's really correct. Overweight and yeah. what's only a little bit overweight? You can't have that mindset towards
I don't
people
know.
That are
I don't
20
know.
Stone but be okay with 16 stone. You should just keep your nose out of it completely. Just keep going about your life and you won't be affected.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please, Becca. I want to play this WhatsApp voice note that just came in to us from Keith.
Loads of personal trainers today were people who were overweight. Not all of them, but most of them. And they decided to take the next step and get a job in a gym. So a lot of them do know what they're talking about. But it's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of gyms that like the staff will be lazy and they don't want to walk out. They do their spin classes or whatever, and they don't really interact with people that's walking around the gym. But the ones who used to be bigger would be going around and trying to show how they lost weight and things like that.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for your message, Keith. Now let's go to Angela. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. You sent a message in that Jeremy read out a while ago, yes. which basically said, I'm fat because I like sweets.
Oh, my God, do I. I just and I am. I'm overweight. I don't like the word obese. I'm fat. But that's my business. I'm not lazy. I go swimming in the lake every day. I take my dogs for a walk. I'm fine, but... Like that's my business. That's not for that man Jay to turn around and say, I don't want to look at fat people. Well, if you don't want to look at fat people, don't step outside your door.
Did you not also say that you can understand why companies would discriminate based on weight?
Absolutely. Of course they would. Like, I can't exactly see the local gym hiring me. You know what I mean? It's still a contradiction. But
Becca, let me just go back to you for a second. And she's saying, she's admitting that she's, well, she used the word fat, and mm-hmm. she could understand why a gym wouldn't hire her. Now, does that annoy you?
No. But I agree exactly with what she said, that it's nobody's business. Like, that's where the problem is, that people take it upon themselves to have opinions on what other people look like. Like him saying he doesn't want to look at fat people. That's him choosing to do that. Him choosing to say that. The way she would rather eat our sweets, go about our day, mind our business, that is fine. I wouldn't look at her and straight away judge her and think she's lazy. Yeah. And the people that do straight away look at her and think she's lazy, they're the problem.
Yeah, that's it. It's our own business. And the other thing is, I have to say, I love walking around in the States, right? Because they have bigger shops. Now, I know Dorothy Perkins, Wallace, a few Evans, those shops here have bigger mannequins. A lot of shops do actually now have bigger mannequins because of this. But there are people out there who are bigger because of health issues. And you cannot look at someone. Now, with me, they can look at me and go, oh, she's fat. Yeah, I love sweets. I love crisps. That's what I do. That's what I like to eat. That's my business. But I wouldn't turn around to someone and go, oh my God, look at the size of him because he likes drinking beer. He's fat. Like, nobody knows anyone's circumstances. And it's nobody's bloody business.
And, Jeremy, what about that point? That it is nobody's business whatsoever, whether you're big or small.
No, Stacey, the girl, made it her business by contacting us. She made it our business by telling us the story. She wanted to highlight the fact that she believed she didn't get the job because she was overweight. And from what I'm listening to you, Angela, you say she probably was never going to get that job because of her weight, because there are certain jobs.
Oh, I guarantee she wants. And if that's the kind of job she wants, then do something about it. If you think you're going to go into a job or look for a job that they're going to discriminate on your weight, if that's what you really want, then go and do something about it. It's like with me, going back, God, 15 years ago, I wanted to be a prison officer and I was a stone overweight. I lost that stone.
Because you desperately wanted that job.
Because I desperately wanted that job. I lost that stone to get through the medical. You know, the physical was a breeze. But I'm happy now the way I am. I thought, it's like, sometimes it'll get you down. But if you really want something, go and work for it.
Okay, but the argument, and that's fair enough. Okay, but what we heard was a lady who applied for a summer job, promotions work. I don't know whether it's at festivals or whatever the hell. Her two friends got the job and she didn't, even though they were looking for loads of staff. She says she didn't get it because she's overweight. And you're saying, well, from what I'm hearing, well, yeah, well, I suppose if you're...
That's life.
So is it okay for a company to discriminate against somebody because of their weight?
Of course it's not, but they're going to do it anyway. That's my whole thing. Like, I know there are certain jobs that I wouldn't get because of my weight. If I really wanted that job, I'd lose the weight. But I'm happy the way I am. And companies, like, it is true. It is all down to appearance. It is all down to, you know, how they promote. Like, as Jeremy said, you're not going to flick through, you know, a holiday brochure with a load of fat people all over it. But to be honest, I don't look at who's in the pool. I look at the pool. I don't look at who's in the sea. I look at the sea.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And me, I have to say.
Yeah, I don't care because I know
so,
going
so
there.
So you're saying that even though they shouldn't, it is understandable that some companies will discriminate against staff or against hiring people based on their size.
Yeah, because if you look at the likes of, let's say, Hollister, right? Hollister and Abercrombie & Fitch, right? They are renowned for people working in their shop, and people modeling in their shop are all skinny. They are renowned for saying they don't want fat people wearing their clothes, right? It's been said. Everyone knows this. Well, the way I look at it is, it's costing them less money to make thinner clothes and they can charge a bomb from. Fine, I don't care.
Yeah, okay. All right. No, I get it. Although listening to Becca, who was on a while ago, she was very annoyed over people judging people, and people do, just because of their weight. And that's...
I don't like being judged about it. Not being judged, that because you're fat,
well,
you're lazy.
Not getting the job is being judged.
Well, not getting the job is not being judged because they're not saying you're fat and because you're lazy. What I think they're doing is, we don't like your appearance for what we're promoting.
But that is judging you.
It's not judging you. They're not saying you're fat and you're lazy. They're saying you're fat. They're not saying lazy as well. I think there's a massive difference.
Okay, stay there for a second, if you can, please, Angela. Michelle sent us this message.
Hi, lads. Just listening to you there. I don't think any employer would honestly say we're not going to hire someone that's overweight, whatever. But a good few years ago when I was in college, I had a job in a clothes shop and I wasn't anyway overweight. I think I was size 10, 12, like happy out. But our uniform was clothes in the shop. And just thinking of it there, the biggest size that we sold was a size 14. So, and like I said, I was not anyway overweight. Because 10 to 12, which nowadays I'd love to get into a 10 to 12, but you know, the 14 was the biggest size that we do. So I'd say if I walked by that shop now, I'd have to just keep walking, would not be able to go into it because clothes wouldn't fit me.
All right, Michelle, thanks very much indeed.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Doreen, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Doreen.
Hiya.
Well, Doreen, what did you want to say on this? Is it understandable and justifiable and acceptable for a company to not hire somebody because they're overweight?
I think it depends on the company. And, like, what Ray Jeremy is going on there about fat shaming, I think it's an absolute disgrace. Because, I mean, there is people out there that have health issues. And not through being overweight. I actually got overweight through health issues. Like, out of nowhere, I mean, I wouldn't have been overweight. I loved walking, swimming, the whole lot. And in 2017, I started taking blackouts.
Right.
I was attending a cardiologist, but back and forth. And he said to me, the weight was obviously piling on because I couldn't go swimming because I'd black out in the pool. I was still going walking and keeping as much off as I could. Don't eat sweets, don't eat chocolate, nothing like that. Don't do takeaways. Eat very healthy. And next of all, I went in and anyway, he left me for 4.5 years, not being able to do any exercise. And I went in last September. He put a pacemaker in, which I needed about 4.5 years ago. And I've lost 3.5 stone.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's great. So the point you're making is that through no fault of your own, you piled on the weight a couple of years ago, and you're annoyed, I can hear, over people.
I'm annoyed, really annoyed.
No, but even though I literally said, I agreed with what you're saying, Doreen, I said less than 10 minutes ago, I said there's a certain percentage of people who are overweight through no fault of their own.
No, but they all fall into the same category. They all fall into the same category of being judged for being overweight.
Yes, no, you
Jeremy,
can, yes.
Jeremy, listen, my cardiologist actually fat-shamed me in the hospital. And I walked out of the hospital sobbing my heart out. Now, he was he won the top cardiologist in the country. So when I went in to have the pacemaker there at the end of September last year, I went in and I was in for 8 days, even though it's a one-day procedure. The doctor went in, he went off the team, said, "You're not leaving that bed till this is done. You cannot live your life like this, dropping in the street." So,
but is it not the job of a health professional to tell someone that they're overweight and that that's unhealthy?
But that's not why she was overweight.
No, I'm not talking about Doreen. I'm talking about, generally speaking, the job of a doctor is to tell you, in the same way that if I went into my doctor tomorrow and told him I'm drinking 6 litres of Coke a day, he would say to me, "Jeremy, stop drinking 6 litres of Coke a day." Is he Coca-Cola shaming me?
Are we now at the stage
where medical professionals cannot, they have to tippy-toe around ways? The job of a medical professional.
No. What I'm saying is, why leave me like that for 4.5 years? He knew. I've been admitted about 7 times more.
Mm. And again, this comes back to the point that we judge people
all
based on their weight.
All of us.
And you don't know what's going on in somebody's life.
And that's exactly what I said.
My doctor actually had me fitted with a loop recorder, and I was being monitored sleeping and while I was at home.
Mm.
And I was getting phone calls saying, "Doreen, your heart stopped for so many seconds. Your heart stopped for so many minutes."
God, that sounds horrific.
She sent a dietitian up to me and she talked me through my day. She said to me, "Doreen, you're not eating enough." That was the dietitian.
You still there, Doreen?
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was the dietitian. Yes. Yeah. So, when you hear the conversation that we've had about companies not hiring people because they're overweight and all of that, what made you get so annoyed?
I didn't actually get annoyed. I got annoyed with Jeremy.
But I didn't say anything. I agree with everything you just said. I literally said 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, but he also said that my cardiologist, does he have to tippy-toe around me?
No, I'm not talking about your cardiologist. I don't know your cardiologist.
Yeah, well,
I'm talking about...
And he actually came up to me in September and he apologised to me. He said, "Doreen, I believe you."
I'm talking about generally speaking. If I go in for a checkup now, my doctor does this. You know, it's like an NCT for your body.
Bone density, blood pressure,
the whole lot. If I go into him next week and he says to me, "Jeremy, by the way, I think you need to lose a couple of stones," should I, like, how dare you, doctor, tell me to be healthy?
How dare you, doctor?
You're clearly not listening to Doreen's story because Doreen is after explaining how she piled on the weight.
Doreen hadn't told a story when I made that point, so how can I preempt what stories are about to be? I'm done. I'm not arguing anymore. Look.
You had that other man on saying that people are fat because they eat too much and don't exercise.
And your point is, and I'm very clear on what your point is, you were that soldier that was overweight through something that you had no control over, basically.
Yes.
Yes, and I get that.
In my family, we buried at least 15 of my father's brothers and his own father and my father, and they were like lax.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Doreen. I want to squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Jessica.
Jeremy has me riled up. I've never heard such closed-mindedness. So you're telling me, like, you get a brochure for a holiday, you look at it, it's slim people. Realistically, you go to that beach, it's full of fat people, just saying. And I'm sorry, someone's weight doesn't affect them on how to do any sort of job. And promotions, all that crap, realistically, should be having bigger people. Because I would rather see people like my size being included as well, rather than just Barbies and gym heads everywhere, for fuck's sake. Like, if you want equality,
and all that kind of stuff, and we want society to be on the same playing field, this is where it starts. You get people of all shapes and sizes in everywhere.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Jessica, who's also very annoyed at Jeremy, who, as you can see, if you're watching us on Facebook, he's just stormed out of the studio like a child. Pathetic, carry on. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow, and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. Also, if you haven't already downloaded the Opinions Matter app, well then please do. It's available wherever you get your apps, on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. You just search for Opinions Adrian or Opinions Jeremy and you will find our app. And then when you have the app, you can actually listen to the show as it is live every, most afternoons. Okay, so download the Opinions Matter app wherever you get your apps. Thanks very much indeed for listening, and I assume the two of us will be here again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.